following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Expensive legal fees shouldn't stand between you and your New Year's resolution. If you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. If this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including attorney help if you need it. Over 2 million people have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com, including many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list. Maybe that's why they're so successful. For personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states, you can trust LegalZoom. Want more savings? Enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com. Attorney support provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom's not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction.
...to a local radio show on our ESPN affiliate here is it's hard not to root for team...
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there's the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once.
My bad.
That's right. My bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've been doing this show for about 8-9 years. Every once in a while, we try to figure something out that we didn't know the day before. We're glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday, January the 11th. UNK co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton is going to join us on the program today for our weekly Loper Link. We're going to talk with Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball coach John Kyle. They played the number one, the number two, and the number three teams in the state this week, and they beat number one at the buzzer last night. So that was a good bit of scheduling, I guess, on our part. But they get Minden tomorrow and Kearney Catholic on Saturday. Tomorrow's game's on the Breeze, 94.5 Saturday at Classic Hits, 98.9. So that's what's coming up today. But obviously, Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, Jeff doing the producing and engineering. Obviously, there's only one story in the world of sports this morning that makes our stomachs churn here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. And when the news came across last night, shots were fired across the bow. Do I have to change my team? Bill Callahan, now the offensive line coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Our guy retires after 29 years of coaching the offensive line. He's gone. You're right. Your stomach churns. How do I continue to cheer for this team? Now our offensive line, I can't cheer for them. I'm not a big fan of our quarterback. What am I going to do? I'm looking for a new team, I guess. But I can't really switch because I'm a loyal guy to my team. Are you thinking about switching? Now you're more on the Tony. Romo.
Pseudo thought about switching when they hired Jimmy Johnson. That was the last time I felt this way about the Dallas Cowboys. Not even when Jerry Jones bought the team, but soon after when they hired Jimmy Johnson, I kind of started rooting, I think, for Denver a little bit more. Not. I didn't quit rooting for Dallas, but. At that time, they weren't good. You didn't have to pay attention to them very much. You knew what was going on. I've always had something of a Dallas Cowboy apparel in my closet, in my dresser, stuffed in a box somewhere.
How long till Jimmy won you
this,
over?
This is not as bad as Jimmy Johnson. Let me say that. Jimmy Johnson was named the head coach, and we didn't like him at Oklahoma State, and we definitely hated his ass at Miami of Florida. So Jimmy Johnson was worse because that was just a huge change. That was from old school to new school as quickly as it could be. I mean, that was old regime to, hey, where's MC Hammer?
Right.
Because that's what kind of what was going on at that time. That was even before grunge. It was like the prelude to grunge.
But then with Jimmy,
Bill
though,
Callahan, you just won't recognize him. You won't see him. You won't know him. If they do good, then all of a sudden you might hear his name. He's only 55. I guess I'm surprised he's not getting another shot at a better gig. I want to know why he's leaving the Jets to go to Dallas. Why do you think that is? He had a pretty good. He was assistant head coach with the New York Jets.
Got to be.
He's in New York. He's 55. I see this as a demotion. I don't see it as a step up. I don't see it as a step up.
But when Jimmy, though, at least when Jimmy came on board, it was like, well, if you can't beat him, you join him. That was my feeling of Jimmy Johnson. I mean, you hated the guy, then you loved the guy. I mean, he won you over pretty fast, though, I think. Don't you think, Doug? He was winning football games and they assembled that team. I mean, I'll be honest. The last time when Bill Callahan got hired last night, I was singing back. It was the day they fired Tom Landry. It wasn't that Jerry Jones owned the team. It was Landry was fired. And then the day that the Herschel Walker trade that everybody thought was just garbage at the time. It's like, who are we giving this guy? We're giving up the only good player we got for what's going on here? And there was a sense of frustration. Well, all that turned into world champions. Chips. World championships, 3 out of 4. And I think Jimmy wins you over. I don't know if Bill Callahan's ever going to win you over. I guess the offensive line
doesn't have to win. He doesn't have to win me over. I will tell you this, though. If Tony Romo ends up on his back on the football field more, then I will at least know who to blame. It's time for our Loper Link. All you got to do, folks, is fire your shots at us. It's a rough time. Cowboys, Huskers, you know. At least the Lopers are winning some basketball games. We're going to talk with Kevin Lofton here in a minute. Brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Trend, and Appliance. For no more on the farm downtime, Garrett takes care of you. Go to GarrettTire.net for more information. Kevin Lofton, co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK, joins us. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How you guys doing?
You know, we never see Coach Kropp anymore, so can we just call you head coach?
No, not at all. No. He's the man. There's no question there.
Now, with only one game this last week, Shadron on Saturday, I'm guessing there was some time to go out and maybe get some hunting done or whatever the hobbies are for different folks. Can you give us a report?
No. come on, guys. We're here to talk about the weekend, aren't we?
Well, Shadron was the only game last week, and you guys really found your shooting touch in the second half. Mike Dentlinger ends up getting some weekly awards for that. So when you get one game, it's at home, and you take care of business. That's a pretty good feeling coming off that road trip to start the second half of the year.
Yeah, it definitely is a much better feeling doing that than coming back 13 hours after getting swept. That's not a good feeling at all. So we were our guys responded in the second half, which we didn't do on the road. At Adams, we were only down like 4. At half, at Fort Lewis, we were up a few at half. We ended up being up 15 with 7. No, I mean 7 with 15 to play. So, you know, if we finish the game better, play a much better second half in both those games, and it's probably a different result or a much closer game. Against Shadron, we actually came out and played well in the second half, and that's the reason we won the game.
Kevin, is Mike starting to understand as he goes, the Lopers go?
I think he's starting to figure it out. I think the biggest problem with Mike has been the attention that the other teams have paid to him. Bottom line is they've been double-teaming him. Okay, they've been sagging, they've been making post touches hard for him. He's drawn a lot of attention. And it's hard to do and have the success that he had last year because of it. So he's having to find different ways to be effective, to make that impact that he had last year. And he's starting to figure it out. He's hit a couple threes in the last few games. It's not that we want him to be a three-point bomber, but he has shown that he can expand his game when he has to. The one thing that helped us out against Shadron is they decided to single cover him. They did not double him when he caught the ball. And when you don't do that, he's awfully hard to stop. So what we got to do is get him to the point where he can have that same success no matter when they decide to double him.
I'll follow that up. Just as a sophomore, do you see him in a year or a year and a half being what Dusty Jura was or somebody like that?
You know, Dusty was awful good. That's hard to say that's going to happen, but I do know that he's got a lot of potential. I think the biggest question marks with Mike is going to be his health. He has bad knees. I mean, you know, at times they could flare up to the point where he has to sit out. If he can stay healthy and as he matures, you know, get a little bit tougher mentally, because Dusty was hard-nosed. I mean, I don't think people realize how competitive that kid was. I mean, I've seen plays where he would put the ball and the other guy in the basket because he was, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he had that little something to him that, you know, he played with a chip on his shoulder. He played with an extreme sense of urgency. You know, if Mike finds that same type mentality on a consistent basis, night in and night out, and he can stay healthy, then, yeah, he could be a pretty special player.
We're talking with Kevin Lofton here on the Doug and Daddy Show, UNK co-ed men's basketball coach. During the break at all, I guess I want to ask you about recruiting before I forget. Have you guys been able to go out and look at some of the local talent? And local could be 5 minutes down the road or it could be a couple hours. How's that going?
You know, you try to find times here and there. In fact, tonight I'm on my way out of town to watch a JUCO game down in North Platte. You know, you get out when you can. You know, we've heard some reports, and we've gotten to a couple games, but you know, this is the time of year where it really picks up. You know, down the stretch here, going into the state playoffs as they get closer, or you start talking about regional tournaments for junior college teams.
I'll take it one step further because I know you can't comment about kids specifically, and we ask all coaches this from Division I to Lance over at Hastings at the NAIA level. Are there kids? I guess if we could throw a name out, are there kids' names that could be recognized that might be coming to UNK next year from the area, or are we down this year?
That's awful tough. I would have to get a better look at a couple kids before I could say that. To be honest with you, I know. You know, with the move that we're making, the league that we're going to, it tends to be a transfer, meaning junior college transfer and a Division I transfer league. You get a lot. It's a thing where you get if you're coming in with too many high school kids, it could be a men amongst boys kind of thing. My attention has been devoted to this point toward more junior college and a couple of possible Division I transfer situations. So what we tend to do is to kind of watch the whole year play out, take the kids that really have stood out, and then at that point bring them in and take a much harder look at them.
Kevin, going back to your team a little bit, the bench scored the other night, something that's maybe been lacking and needing to pick up, but they get almost 30 points out of them.
Yeah, that helped out a lot. I think, you know, even down toward the end of the game, everybody we put in, especially we had some guys that hadn't got to play very much that went out and did a real good job at finishing the game off. But, you know, that in the Shadron game in particular, that was just a good effort from start to finish by everybody that hit the floor. But, yeah, bench points is something that's very valuable, and having guys come in and start to show that the experience that they've been getting throughout the year is starting to pay off is something we definitely hope continues.
Western New Mexico and New Mexico Highlands come in this weekend, always better than having to go to their place. Tell me about these two teams.
Yeah, that's a nightmare trip. I tell you what, you know, they've underachieved a little bit. They have a lot of talent. I've seen both of them on film quite a bit. They have the talent to be much better than their record indicates. I just watched Fort Lewis play at Western New Mexico, and Western New Mexico went from being down 13 with 11 to play to up, you know, 6 or 8 with just under three to play. So they, you know, they have a lot of firepower. They're both athletic. Western New Mexico shoots a lot of threes. They average about 20 or more three-point attempts per game. So obviously, if they get it going there, they can hurt you. And you know, Highlands is always, they got a lot of talent. They have good size. That, you know, both teams, you look at them on film and you wonder why, you know, they haven't done a heck of a lot better than the record indicates.
Kevin, when a team's launching threes from all over, obviously that extends your defense out. Who steps up in the middle? I mean, who's the guy you're relying on to play defense in the middle when things get opened up like that?
Right now, at this point, it's been Ethan Brozak. He's been the guy that kind of took, I'd say, the Nick Branning role when he played alongside Nick Civella, and that is, you know, as when Nick Branning was a freshman and a sophomore, his main role, even his junior year, into his junior year, his main role was to take the other team's best post-offensive post player and try to take him out of the game. And, you know, Ethan has done that, you know, you know, he's got to get better at it, but he's done a pretty good job of it. I mean, he held Jonathan Morris, who's a really good player, he held him to well under his average, and he's gone and done a decent job, you know, at that role. So hopefully, you know, that's the guy at this point that has to do it for us, because if you put Dentlinger on the other team's best player night in and night out in the post, they're going to go at him, and then you deal with foul trouble. So, you know, at this point, we've been leaning heavily on a freshman in Ethan Brozak, and he's responded for the most part. He's got to get better. And then Mike Dentlinger's also got to get better in that area as well.
Well, you can't play defense very hard, Coach, if you're going to score all the points.
Sometimes I think that is his thought process, for sure. For sure.
Women at 6, the men at 8, Friday and Saturday night, Western New Mexico on Friday, and New Mexico Highlands coming in on Saturday. And I know that Highlands team, they always find a way to bring some raw talent in. So it should be some fun basketball to watch. Kevin, thanks for the time, and best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Kevin Lofton, co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK, who probably needs to walk across the hall and give Kevin Chaney a hug. They're struggling.
Yeah.
And you don't know where to go with this. That's why I'm glad this isn't a top 25 Division I program, because I know where the talk would be. They lost to Shadron on Saturday, and Shadron has won here since 1988. And I know this team had high expectations, and they've been battling injuries. So hopefully, well, Friday they take on a Western New Mexico team that's 0-13. So let's get that win, and then we'll go in and we'll take care of a New Mexico Highlands team that's hovering just below 500 in the RMAC. Maybe we can get things turned around, have a winning weekend at home. For the UNK wrestling team, they're in Oklahoma. Maybe it's just as windy down there. Now, they take on Neosho Community College. That's out of Kansas. It's more kind of a scrimmage today. Then they have back-to-back duels tonight against Oklahoma City University and Newman, Kansas. This is all in Oklahoma City. Then tomorrow they travel to 7th-ranked Central Oklahoma. Used to be the number two team.
Yeah.
Them and UNO were right there, and UNK was always trying to battle them. Right now, Central Oklahoma is ranked 7th, and then they're at the Midland Open for some of the junior varsity, non-varsity wrestlers on Saturday. Indoor track and field gets going. They go to Lincoln this weekend. Women's swimming, they host the College of St. Mary on Saturday afternoon, and as we told you, the basketball is home Friday and Saturday. T.J. Hepburn, by the way, the RMAC Wrestler of the Week, got career win number 100 and then number 101 as he went 4-0 at the Cliff Keen National Duels this weekend.
No surprise there.
Finished 4th there, by the way. They were up in the semifinals against number 1 Newberry, lost the last 4 weight classes, kind of the same story in the consolation.
Yeah, I'll deal with Mark Bauer about that later, but Hepburn's been doing it for this team. You know, he's the face of the program. He continues to lead by example. He's just great. He's a great. He's the next great one to come through UNK.
Loper Link brought to you by Garrett Tire and Treaded Appliance for all your vehicle services, big or small, automotive, heating, alignment. It says air conditioning here, but I'm going to go heating. Alignments on the farm tire service. It's all there at Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliances. And by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. We'll be back on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Imagine if you could get the best for free.
No way.
Wow.
At H&R Block, we're serious. We believe everybody deserves the best tax preparation available. For a limited time, we're offering to prepare and file your federal taxes for free if you qualify for a simple 1040 EZ. All returns will be completed by our highly trained tax professionals in over 10,000 offices nationwide. This offer is available only through February 29th, so come in today or call 1-800-HR-BLOCK. H&R Block. Never settle for less. Taxpayer must meet IRS criteria to use Form 1040 EZ at participating locations. Additional fees for state return and earned income credit.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way Thursday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday here on ESPN, the Kearney Catholic Stars host St. Paul in a doubleheader beginning at 6. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Minden is at the Hastings St. Cecilia Girls at 5:45, while Minden takes on the Hastings High Boys at 7:30. And on Classic Hits 98.9 Thursday, Elm Creek is at Axtell. It's more high school basketball this week.
A wind advisory is in effect for the area today as we'll see a slight chance for some flurries or snow showers developing. Temperatures will fall off from the 30s early with the northwest wind gusting to around 20 to 40. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now it's 32.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Check out our ATS Hot Topic poll question. Did Monday's national championship game have great defense or poor offense? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Plus, you can hear all of our Doug and Daddy shows, all of our basketball or sports broadcasts of any kind, little wrestling. We've got that going on. Have the Amherst invite. It's up on the podcast. Lou Platt Wrestling next week. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Tomorrow on the show, Storm Hockey. Tim Bonner is going to join us on the program. Damon Day is going to be co-hosting on Friday. They've got the turf down. I think they might have got one day of practice in because this is not very nice out there.
You know, I said yesterday, Doug, I thought it was great defense. 7 out of the 13 teams that LSU defeated throughout the year won their bowl games. And you go back and look at the points LSU put up game in, game out, other than against Alabama.
Okay, they scored a lot of points. Who are the teams that LSU played that won their bowl games?
Teams that LSU won their bowl game, they started off with Oregon.
Okay.
Oregon, West Virginia.
Okay.
I do have that list right here. West Virginia, Mississippi State, the Music City Bowl, Florida, Auburn, Arkansas, and Alabama.
Okay, well, Alabama, you scratch that one off immediately because they played them. Arkansas, everything else was either they were favored or it went right down to the wire, but good for them. Yeah, I mean, there you go.
I'm just saying they scored points, you know, against everybody else on their schedule other than Alabama. That's why I say it was great defense by Alabama.
Trent says, I used to be a Raider fan, then a Nebraska fan, then a Jets fan, but now Team Callahan has moved to Dallas. Go Cowboys. Really?
Ooh. Got to see a good basketball game last night, Doug. Or did it live up to the billing in your mind? I mean, it was one against two. Both undefeated going in, Minden and Ravenna.
I said on this show, I thought that it would be a
more of a defensive game than people thought. If you thought it was going to be 75-72, I would have been amazed by that. I talked on the post game with Coach Baranek afterwards. I said I was a little shocked at how defensive it was. I mean, this was 28-20 at one point in the third quarter. And we joked that it was more like the LSU-Alabama game.
Did either team shoot 40%?
Oh, there's no way.
I
don't know. Minden didn't get that many shots up.
You know, Minden had an opportunity, I thought, in the third quarter. Ravenna,
and I asked this last night, and I meant to ask Coach Baranek after it was over, but I don't remember the last time Ravenna lost at home, and heck, it could have been last year. But, I mean, some of the radio games, I don't remember Ravenna's boys losing at home forever, and maybe someone from Ravenna or someone that beat them could let us know via the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's like the Kearney Catholic girls. They haven't lost in the new Cope Gymnasium yet.
Really?
That opened like in December or January of like 06 or 07, whatever that was. They haven't lost in there yet. They've been behind a few times, but they've never lost in the gym.
Interesting.
When's the last time Ravenna's boys lost at home? 888-455-3776. We've got that for you as well if you'd like to give us a buzz and fill us in. You know, I think there are some really, really, really good teams out there. I think there's some really, really good teams out there.
Well, I thought, Doug, just watching Minden, and I'm not gonna kill Minden and say you're not worthy of the number two ranking in C1. I will say I'm gonna give Minden another chance. I will see Minden before the state tournament again. You got to go. I think right now, if you're Minden, you got to go to practice tonight. And when you sit around and look at each other, I think somebody's got to take over that team. And if the score is Kissinger, then Kissinger's got to find a way to score.
Oh, I think that team has a leader.
I don't know. I'm not necessarily saying about leadership. Somebody's got to score. Somebody's got to be able to put the ball in the hole.
It's number five.
When the chips are on the everything's in the...
See, I somewhat disagree with you, again, because of the intensity of the game last night. I've watched him play over the last handful of years and do something. Obviously, and I think... unfortunately, Shannon Lovin knows this, they were without Mitch Muller last night, who would have helped them off the bench in a post presence, but they've got to find some way to do something inside. They ran into problems last night. They couldn't penetrate with their guards like they usually do, and the height of Ravenna gave them a little bit of problem. The rebounds were fairly even because of the hustle factor, but they didn't have any post presence last night. Now, Schwenke got in some foul trouble that may have hurt that a little bit. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a couple lights that go off last night. But, hey, they beat some really good teams already this year.
No, I understand that. That's why I'll give them just 37 points. I don't care who you're playing.
Well, they weren't getting shots.
I understand.
They it's not that they weren't scoring. They weren't getting shots. And obviously, you can't score if you can't get shots.
Just by last night's game, I'm thinking, that's Nebraska basketball.
Oh,
really
zip
good,
it.
Really good defense.
No,
couldn't score.
No. Nebraska-Penn State tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Don't say that about any high school kid around here. Craig from Riverdale's on the phone. What's going on, Craig, at the Bruce Furniture Fan Line?
Hey, Doug. I just wanted to thank you again for covering wrestling Saturday in Amherst. I listened to the podcast Sunday morning, Brian and I did, and as you said, it was wild there, the first part of it, and you and Larry did a great job trying to keep up with the activity going on the mat. So appreciate you covering wrestling, and hope to see you guys at districts.
Were we close to keeping up?
You was as good as you were going to get. My mom listened to it. She was sitting there, and mom never gets any meets, and she said she was in getting into it, and she's never really watched a match live. So we do appreciate it, and I wish my son could have came through. I mean, it was disappointing on my end, but we really appreciate you doing it. And wrestling is a very tough sport to cover if you don't know what you're talking about. And you do as good a job as I've ever heard on the radio covering it. So, again, Doug, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Thanks for the call.
And we know you don't know what you're talking about.
And, Brian, that it sets up because I go to Ross Halford on Husker Mat. He goes, nobody seems to know who this kid from Eustace Farnham is. He's brand new, and he's a freshman, and he clipped him in overtime. Brian's rated a very good wrestler, but that makes it exciting. They're both going to Sandhills this week. There's conference. They're same district, so potential of at least three more matches. That's what made it fun. And as I say with all sports, what makes it more entertaining is when it's not the same. If it's a holiday tournament and you take three teams from – right around the area or four teams from right around the area, and you're playing them already, but you're still in the holiday tournament or in wrestling. You see the same 6-8 teams every week. I mean, Plainview was here. Neely Oakdale was here. Cambridge came up. You know, they had some pretty good, and I'm sure I'm missing a couple. They had pretty good representation, so whatever the sport. And, yes, Lou Platt Conference next week at Donovan. We will have that D3 district, which is in Elm Creek this year, the wrestling rally, state tournament. We hope to do it as well as anybody, along with Ross Halford and the gang over at Husker Mat.
It flies by. We're just, what, 3 weeks away from district wrestling, I believe? Are we a month away maybe from district wrestling getting started, and then, of course, third week in February, the state wrestling tournament in Omaha.
We go to the Den Popper inbox. The Kearney Catholic girls have won 64 straight at home, 49 in the new gymnasium that opened in January of 2006.
We're still looking to see if the Ravenna boys, when's the last time they've lost a basketball game in their home, the home confines.
Seth says Bertrand got Ravenna in 92. Probably the last loss.
No, didn't play Ravenna in 92.
You sure?
Positive. All right. I'm positive. You know what? It was an entertaining. The defense, first of all, Connor Bronick's very, very talented. I didn't, you know, 6 foot. Is he 6 foot six,
How
6 foot seven?
I'll ask you because I can't answer this question. How talented? Is he? Is he Division II? I see Lance Creech at every game. Is he NAIA? Is he a Division I player? I think by growing to 6'6", it really has changed his style of basketball. Although if you can get a 6'6 guard, a very good guard in the college game that can do the other things, that's something. What do you think?
He's an All-American at Division II. I cannot believe. You watch some of these kids that do it, and I'm not saying he could go to Purdue or go to Illinois and score 43 like the kid did last night against Ohio State. He's legitimate 6 foot six. I watched him in warmups shoot 5 3-pointers in a row that touched nothing but net. I mean, he comes off the dribble well. He rebounds. Obviously, growing up around the game, a gym rat. I mean, he's been around it. He just got. His court awareness is second to none. I got to think he's a Division I talent. Maybe there's, I think there's some people that would be a lot quicker than him, but they're not 6 foot six, 6 foot seven. I think if he's 6 foot six, 6 foot seven, I think that coach at Butler would froth at the mouth. He could play at Butler. With that group of kids that they get to just play their asses off every day.
We'll find.
What do you think?
No, that's I was not answering that question. Sports fans, enjoy lunch today at Cunningham's Pizza, prime rib, chicken, brisket sandwiches, burgers, some munchies like hot wings and sliders. It's there for you every day for lunch, and of course they're open in the evening. The kitchen is open. Check out the schedule, usually till 9, maybe a little later than that on the weekends. And then don't forget to watch the NFL playoffs. The coldest draft beer in town as the Huskers take on Penn State tonight for basketball, or any of the NFL action this weekend, or any of the NBA or college basketball that's going on, plus live entertainment nearly every weekend. It's such a fun time when you go to Cunningham's Journal, the place for sports, live entertainment, and lunch, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. John Kyle, Hastings St. Cecilia, whose team had a great win last night, is going to join us after this.
Drive the kids to school? Check. Drive to the mall to return that hideous sweater you got from Aunt Jenny for Christmas? Check. Wouldn't it be nice if you could save a little money on all the gas you use? Well, Discover Card is helping you out. Just use your Discover Card at the pump through March and get 5% cash back bonus on up to $1,500 in gas purchases. That's $75 back in your pocket. You have places to go, so you might as well get something back for your trouble. Make sure to use your Discover Card and get your 5% cash back bonus. Limitations apply. Quarterly categories include gas stations as well as movies and museums. Learn more and sign up today at discover.com. It pays to switch. It pays to Discover.
This is Rep Van Pans with your winter weather report. Right now, a huge front's exerting enormous pressure on the Beltline. Once it breaks, we expect a blizzard of buttons and waist-high midriffs. The culprit? A perfect storm of fatty burgers and fries.
With greasy fast food, what are you really getting? Instead, try a tempting Subway turkey BLT or fresh fit turkey melt. Merely 7 grams of fat each. Subway, eat fresh.
Subway Fresh Fit is not a diet program. Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on wider 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information. Limited time only.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory is in effect for the area today as we'll see a slight chance for some flurries or snow showers developing. Temperatures will fall off from the 30s early with the northwest wind gusting to around 20 to 40. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 32. So baby give me that and let me get that running her hands through my fro bouncing on 24s why they saying I'm ready.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Jacksonville hires Mike Mularkey.
Offensive coordinator at the Atlanta Falcons, correct?
Yeah, let me follow that up with.
A lot of people heard that and they thought it was a bunch of malarkey, but it's not. It's Mike.
You sounded like Mike.
I just wanted.
You sounded
Mike. I'm
right
sorry.
There.
I just wanted to.
That was your alter ego, Mike, coming out right there.
Wow. I don't. You know, their offense has been the thing that's really struggled. The defense really played well for the Jaguars this season. So maybe that's the spark they needed. I don't know. I was shocked.
Didn't their defense play well because of Jack Del Rio?
Perhaps. They go in a different direction.
You sent Mularkey to Buffalo, and I know that was. Probably a no-win situation, but was Atlanta's offense really that good, Tony? Two. Isn't that what they scored Saturday or Sunday? Two.
Yeah.
How'd they do against that horrible Green Bay defense last year at home in the playoffs? Bleh. It's not good, brother. Not good. I don't know. I don't know the guy, and he's not had a lot of ties, Cali. And it'll be interesting to see who Oakland comes up with here.
That was the one to me. I thought, you, Jackson, I mean, how could you? I mean,
well, it sounds like you're going to Green Bay. Reggie McKenzie went to his own.
Right.
That's not fair to Hugh Jackson. That's not fair to Hugh Jackson at all.
No, absolutely not. But
it sounds, and then getting back to this whole Jets thing, that thing must be coming apart at the seam, isn't it?
That's the way it sounds now. Yeah, I don't understand why, and you know, and everybody's putting it back on Rex Ryan, because obviously when you're the head coach, it all falls on you. I don't know why a backup quarterback would be the one to start the war. I mean, that's what's surprising to me. You go home and he goes back to where he's from in Alabama, goes on a radio show and just, you know, says how selfish people were and had no concept, team concept whatsoever. And next thing you know, it's all over every web page you go to. You can click on it. But now more and more people piling on, and now it looks like the brash style of Rex Ryan is really worn thin on about everybody, and more will come out, I'm sure, in the next 3 or 4 weeks as people are looking for things to talk about. Will this be the demise of Rex Ryan? Well, I mean, will he be it?
He'll get a job if he gets let go there.
No, I think you're right, but I'm not sure he'll be the coach of the Jets.
Kelly says the last home loss for the Ravenna boys was in 09 to Adams Central right after conference, 74-57, which is right. Jeff is efforting to see how much farther back it is before they lost a home game before that, so that'll be interesting. No, that wouldn't have been. I don't think that would have been. That would have been at their place. Last night, some exciting high school basketball went on not only where we were, but up at Albion, which is all of a sudden becoming a hotbed for last night's hoops.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Niccolo. Is that good? Morgan Niccolo throws up a three-pointer.
Nicola throws in the three-pointer. Mike Will with the call last night on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And number one goes down to the defending state champions, now in C2 from Hastings St. Cecilia, who's going through the C1 juggernaut right now. Head coach of the Hawkettes, John Kyle, takes some time to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations. Great to catch up with you again.
Oh, thanks. Doug and Daddy, just when you think the Christmas season is over, you guys just keep on giving nothing.
Well, now, I'm hearing various reports. Did she really bank in the three-pointer?
She banked it in. It was a last-second kind of a heave. We told them we want any shot at the time because we were tied. And she caught it on the wing, and there was a girl right in her face, so she had to get it over that girl and threw it up there, and it hit off the glass and kissed in. And there was 0.8 seconds left, so it wasn't quite over. Boone Central had called timeout, but we finished it off and came home with a victory.
Yeah, and obviously in practice today, we're going to have to work on our 0.8 full-court defense.
we've actually done some situations before where we practiced that, so I think we were prepared for that. But you don't want them to have a last-second heave in. You've seen it before on TV, and you don't want to have that happen to you.
Yeah, apparently listening to Mike's call of the game last night, Albion got a fairly good look, but number one goes down last night, Tone.
Yeah, and that had to be an exciting way to I guess everybody's looking at the scores. John, you're looking at the scores going, you're looking at what they did to Minden, and you know how good Minden is. You're going, oh boy, we're really up against a wall here. What was the thought process heading into the game, or did you get that through the girls' heads that, hey, we just got to play our own game and we'll be fine?
Well, a little bit of both. We did some good scouting and knew what they wanted to do and tried to take away what they did. They're such a good team. It's really, really tough to slow their post down. They have two very excellent post players who play together very well. And, you know, we also wanted to do what we do well. And at the beginning of the game, it was tough. It was in their environment, in their gym. Anybody who's been to Boone Central knows what that's like. And we struggled early on. And then we settled into things. And I think the last three quarters, we outscored them in each quarter.
It helps when you have Nicholas and Farmers, doesn't it? When you get kids like that, they make coaches look pretty smart at times.
You know, it makes coaching a lot easier when they can put the ball in the basket, and both of them did a good job last night. But we had some other key people step up, too. Lily Kissinger played very well. Olivia Thomas came in off the bench and gave us some really good minutes early on. And it was a group effort. The team did what they needed to do to beat that number one team.
John Kyle, head girls basketball coach of the defending state champions from Hastings St. Cecilia. They are now 9-2 after the win last night. Dropped the opening night game to Columbus Scotus, which was like 5-2 at halftime. But it ended up 33-27. And then Norfolk Catholic, a four-point loss in the holiday tournament. What didn't click for you in those games that you are trying to get better at?
Well, I think we just were a little bit nervous and didn't put the ball in the basket. We had plenty of good shots and some layup opportunities. And it just wasn't our night. It's the way the ball bounces sometimes. And that's what we keep telling these girls is, you know, any night, any team can beat another team. It doesn't matter who it is, whether it be us beating another team or them beating us. You know, you got to go out there and make plays and execute things.
John, when you get in a defensive game, and I go back, Columbus Scotus is notorious for having these low-scoring games. Is there things going in that you say, when we have an opportunity to get out and run and score some fast break points, I mean, do you have to stress that a lot? I mean, and try and pick up 6 or 8 points that way to kind of even things out?
Well, you definitely like to, but, you know, that's the one thing about a good defensive team is they don't allow that. They don't allow you to get in transition, and if you do get in transition, their transition defense is very good. And so, you know, a defensive battle is always a good thing because you're in a game, but also at the same time it makes it really tough to score you're not going to put up 50 points. You're only going to be, you know, in the 30s or 40s whenever you play a team like that. And really, that's the way we are playing right now. We're holding the opponents in the 30s. I think they're only averaging 34, 35 against us. And that's what we've noticed with our defense is keeping us in the game if our offense is not clicking.
John Kyle is with us here. Already some outstanding competition. They're the only team to beat Sandy Creek. Came back from 7 down late to win that one. They had to come back last night. You pick up the schedule on Monday morning. The three teams they played this week were 33-1 before last night. So Minden's tomorrow and Kearney Catholic is Saturday. Talk about the different problems those teams pose for you.
Well, we were talking yesterday. We don't know if any team has ever played the number one, two, and three team in the same week ever before. And so,
and why the hell would you want to do that?
Well, unless you're at state, you wouldn't. But yeah. We keep telling the girls we'd take it one game at a time, one quarter at a time, even one possession at a time. And I know it's a cliche, but that's really what you got to do. Each of these teams pose a different monster or a different challenge for us. Boone Central was a very balanced team, probably the best team we've played so far. Tomorrow night we're going to play Minden. They're very guard-heavy. The guards are great players, great shooters. And then we play Kearney Catholic on Saturday, and they're playing very good basketball. Their post players are very good. They got some really good guards on the perimeter, very balanced. And so each team poses a little bit of a different challenge, and you just got to make adjustments and go out there and throw the ball up and see what happens.
John, it seems a lot like, you know, people say about Ravenna's boys. They got the big three. So that's what the people are talking about, the Minden girls. They got about three girls that score a bunch of points, and that's what happened last night. Do you just make those other girls beat you and try and take those three out of the game?
Well, you're never going to take them out of the game, and that's what good players force you to do. They're going to find ways to score, whether it be get to the free throw line, you know, get to the basket and get a layup or a drive. And so you're not going to ever stop them, but we want to maybe slow them down as much as we can and force those other girls to try to pick things up. I think that's the game plan for a lot of teams, but yet, look at their record, they haven't allowed that to happen.
John, last minute here with the head coach of the Hawkettes, John Kyle. You would like to keep these lower scoring games. I think that's pretty obvious, but both of these teams, and last night, even with the 6'2 young lady at Albion, everybody has pretty much more height than you. How much problem is, I mean, there's some things you just can't do when you're not as tall as the other team.
Well, this is actually the tallest team we've ever had since I've been here. We got a 6-foot girl and a 5'11 and a 5'10.
Transfers?
And then no. And then they go, when we go 5'10, 5'9, and then we get shorter after that. But we've actually matched up pretty good with all of our opponents. When we played Sandy Creek, we matched up pretty good with them. Even last night, I thought we matched up fairly decent with their size. And that's one thing that we've never had, and we're experiencing that. And it's a little bit different team because last year we were so small but yet so quick. And this year we're a little bit bigger, maybe not as fast, but we're posing some different problems.
John, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, it's a fun time of the year. Enjoy these next two games. Keep them healthy and keep them on a roll.
Well, and it's not only that this week we have three tough games, but next week we see Lexington and Aquinas. So it doesn't really get easier, you know, in the month of January for us, but hopefully that makes it tougher.
And then the conference tournament.
Yeah, conference tournament. So I appreciate you letting me talk to you, and we'll go out there and give it a good effort.
You might want to guard that Seaburger girl from Lexington.
Yeah, she's okay, isn't she? But we see a lot of good players.
I was going to say, hey, John, thanks for the time. We'll let you get back to class. Sure, appreciate it. There's another interesting debate. Take the teams that St. Cecilia is going to play here in the next 2 weeks. Seaburger, I don't know. Start? Top five? Maybe. You got both Kissingers, you got the Seaburgers, you got the young lady whose name slips my mind up at Albion. You've got...
You're saying an
Catholics.
All-star team. Which
oh, my goodness.
Yeah?
Oh, my goodness. They could be the coach's all-star game this summer out of the teams that they're playing in the month of January. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also North Platte, Lexington, and Cozad. Of course, that's probably why the Seaburgers have a little lunch today over there at Lex. BK has two breakfast sandwiches for $4. They serve breakfast every day till 11 at Burger King. More after this.
Chunky Soup presents the game called Your Life. Today, you tackle the garage. You rush to the store, and you will receive a text. And for that NFL-sized hunger, you eat like a pro. Chunky Sirloin Burger with Country Vegetable Soup. The burgers and potatoes you love, but low in fat. And that's how you win this game. Until tonight, when you finally kick off your shoes. Campbell's Chunky. It's amazing what soup can do.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take a call.
Hello, Flo. Progressive's Name Your Price option gives me a starting point and then lets me find the best price for me.
Sounds like you know your stuff.
Thank you.
This also sounds like my coworker, Gene, who should be at work in about an hour.
Oh, how'd you know?
You can't fool Flo.
Name your price and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states for new quotes. Price match may be limited. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
With the start of a new year, many Nebraskans will be looking for ways to be more mindful of health and wellness. The Live Healthy Nebraska 100 Day Challenge offers friendly competition in weight loss and physical activity minutes. Teams of 2 to 10 people receive weekly motivational tips to guide them towards healthier nutrition and exercise habits. I want to encourage Nebraskans to form your teams and sign up today.
For details on Live Healthy Nebraska, go to livehealthynebraska.org.
This Saturday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join us from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth as we bring you a special playoff doubleheader. First, Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints head west to take on the San Francisco 49ers. Then, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots host Tim Tebow and the Denver Broncos. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Saints, 49ers, Broncos, Patriots beginning Saturday at 3 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A wind advisory is in effect for the area today as we'll see a slight chance for some flurries or snow showers developing. Temperatures will fall off from the 30s early with the northwest wind gusting to around 20 to 40. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now it's 32.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Time for our TNL Pivotal Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Pivot Systems, delivering a safe, hassle-free, reliable hydrostatic pivot system that runs constantly and provides decades of dependability. So make life easier on you with a TNL Pivot System. Visit your local dealer or go to TLIRR.com. Got a chance to watch, once I got back last night, the replay of a Big Red wrap-up. Sean Callahan. It looks like the Huskers are starting to maybe look at some other, I guess you call them weak commits. One of them happens to be Devian Shelton out in California. Corey Raymond, Nebraska defensive back coach, stopped in there. He's made a commitment to Ohio or to Oregon State, but says he's coming to Nebraska this weekend for a visit.
Four-star
corner.
Well, that's good news. It seems like they keep aiming high. You know, if these kids are committed to top tier program, now you maybe wouldn't say Oregon State, or you know, but if you're out there getting noticed by those Pac-12 schools, I think that's good news for Nebraska again. I mean, you're not going out, you know, but I'm telling you, when things were bad, we're losing commits to Northern Illinois, I mean, Washington State. I mean, when Washington State was bad, I mean, no-name teams that you should not be losing recruits to.
Well, Sean's been talking about it for quite a while during our Husker lunches. I mean, Andres Pete is the man that they need, and they showed more highlights of him last night. He is a beast, 6'7", 305 coming into the program. Sean believes if Nebraska can land him, and he believes that Nebraska's number one on the list right now, but if Nebraska does get Pete, he could step in immediately and see playing time. He's got the skills, he believes.
That's interesting because only one other Husker freshman has started on the offensive line, Will Shields. I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
He's better than Moore.
Well, you hope so.
And that's our TNL recruiting update for today. But he also seems to think Zach Stirrup is really progressing well down there. When you're on scout team and you're redshirting, you really don't know or hear a whole lot. But our Hastings St. Cecilia product must be doing really well as well.
You know, Andres Pete's brother, Todd Pete, he's down there, right? I mean, he's in a red shirt.
Yeah, they just got Avery Moss, his cousin.
But we haven't heard a word about Todd Pete as much as... Well, he was a second coming of Lawrence Taylor, wasn't he? And then you just don't hear anything about it?
I think his brother here. They wanted Todd to get to Andres.
Well, I still think Todd Pete was a hell of a nice player to get to the program.
So a couple other notes here before we get on out of here. Tomorrow we're going to talk a little Tri-City Storm hockey, so we'll be with us for that. You are back on the circuit this afternoon.
Yeah,
big junior high matchup.
I don't know who Overton's playing, but okay, let's go. I know you're listening in Overton, and let's get ready for a big game today. You know, the girls having trouble making a 12-foot jump shot. No sense fouling her out by half court. Okay, let's go.
How about Marcus Coker? Nighty night.
Yeah, that's a weird deal. Iowa's losing people. Guy declares, the offensive lineman declares for the draft. Loves losing another running back. Now that freshman that they had to play against Oklahoma looks to be the starter next year heading into the season. Coker was second behind Monty Ball in rushing yards in the Big Ten.
Two more items before we let you get out of here. Bodog.com, they've changed their name. It's called Bovada now, like Nevada, only it's Bovada.
Tricky.
I thought so. Nebraska's 35-1 to win the national championship next year. 16 teams with better odds. We mentioned yesterday Mark Schlabaugh of ESPN.com had Nebraska 13th in his way too early 2012 poll. 35-1. Same odds as Wisconsin and Kansas State.
I'll take that bet.
I thought maybe you would. You know what? I'd take dinner for two for $19.81, less than $20 tonight at Carlos O'Kelly's. You get an appetizer like chili con queso or queso fundido and two full entrees. You also get the unlimited crispy chips and Carlos's made-from-scratch salsa. Two for $19.81 tonight at Carlos O'Kelly's, just south of the Kearney Cinema 8. If you hit the interstate, you've went too far. Come on back to Carlos O'Kelly's. Two can dine for less than $20. It's $19.81 today, tonight, at Carlos O'Kelly.
$19.81, if you throw your collar up, spike your hair, you get another 10% off. It's a great commercial, by the way. I love that Carlos O'Kelly's commercial.
Shouldn't there be more talk about Nebraska losing this Taylor Simpson gal? She was one of the top 10 volleyball players in the nation, apparently, in 2009.
Going to Kansas State, I guess.
Is that the deal?
Going to Kansas State.
Also, Minden handed Ravenna their only loss in 2008, and that was at home for the boys, 61-56. So we were efforting all that. We want to thank Kevin Lofton, UNK men's co-ed basketball coach, John Kyle, Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball coach, for joining us on the show today. Bye, Tony.
See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.